Mercer.
I'm Matt Pangrack.
Welcome to the Call, a weekly sport fishing debate show where we debate hot topics or just things that cross our mind in the fishing industry. And this is one. I mean, you've heard anglers say it. Catching a bass on your first cast in a tournament is bad luck. I mean, there is even some anglers that will do kind of a fake cast and burn it back real quick just to avoid such bad luck. So the question this week is, catching a bass on your first cast bad luck? Keep our call, Panger.
I think it's bad luck to go first in these things, so I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
Wow. Outsmarted me on that one. Okay. I'll be honest. I have had days where I caught a big fish on the first, second cast or whatever that didn't go well. But screw that. I'm not a proud man, dude. Whenever they want to bite, they bite. Okay. I don't ever think catching a fish is bad luck. I don't get that way of thinking. That's like a boxer saying knocking someone down in the first round is bad luck. No, no. Catch as big a fish as you can on the very first cast. And then you only have to catch four more throughout the rest of the day. I am not a proud man. I'll take them on the first cast, the last cast, and every single one in between. Whenever they choose to bite, I'm all in. I do not think it is bad luck. I just think that it's sometimes we as anglers maybe get stuck in something. You know what I mean? Like if you catch a five on your first cast throwing a jerkbait, it's going to take you a lot longer to put that jerkbait down. So maybe sometimes they're the sign and sometimes they're the decoy, but I do not think it is bad luck.
Of all the little quirks and tweaks and superstitions that I have, from the fishy five before takeoff to the Mardi Gras bass beads that I keep in the back to the no bananas in the boat to slug bugging, you know, hitting my hand on the roof on the way to launch. If I see a car that has a burnout headlight, I've never subscribed to the fish on the first cast is bad luck. I think you should expect to catch a fish on the first cast. You just practiced all this time. You're in a tournament. What are you there to do, Dave? What are you there to do? You're there to catch fish.
Exactly.
How many times have you wished you had one more cast at the end of the day?
A lot.
Why waste your first one? I don't see how it could be bad luck. Now, I do think that's an interesting psychological study that you pointed out as to where it could throw you down the wrong thing if you catch one on the first cast and you stick with the long thing, because how many times have you rolled up, you caught one right off the bat, thought it was going to go down, and then it was crickets. But I would say over half of the guys do a little roll cast out in the middle of nowhere, reel it in and say, all right, now let's go. I've never gotten that, man. It's never been bad luck to me. I don't think it could be bad luck. And I think all you're doing is wasting a valuable cast that at 3:15 on a 3:20 check-in, you're going to wish you had one more cast.
Totally agree. I don't get it, but some very accomplished pros.
Why is it bad luck? Just because guys are like, oh, I caught one on the first cast, and then I didn't catch any the rest of the day, and then a guy goes, oh, it happened to me too, and then boom, it started?
Yeah.
Why isn't it the opposite, though? Why isn't it, dude, I caught it on my first cast, and I went on and won the tournament, so everyone's out there just like, all right, first cast, here we go. Come on, baby.
I don't know. We search for reasons, dude. In the sport of fishing, they search for reasons for it not to be good. In pre-fish, they'll nobody will tell you they're really hammering them. You know what I mean? Because they don't want to screw
Ben
that
Milliken
up.
Ben Milliken will.
Well, Ben Milliken will. Yes, you're right. dude, I told you what amazes me most about him is his ability. And it's early in his open career, but I've talked to him before most events. And dude, his take on the event going into the event is dead on. You know,
pretty sure he caught one on his first cast at Eufaula.
Yeah. Not crazy bad luck, I guess, it turns out.
Doesn't matter to you. You're not like, dude, I caught one on the first cast and now we're 8 hours in and facts of fish and film crews going, come on, Dave, shouldn't have caught one on the first cast. Never had any of that happen.
Oh no. I say that all the time just to take the pressure off of me. Like if I catch one early, I'm like, oh, now we're screwed, guys. Sorry. But that's just so they're like, God, Dave doesn't suck again today. Your first cast realistically should be in an area that, I mean, you've spent a week pre-fishing. It should be in an area that you're going somewhere where there's a high likelihood of you getting a bite. I think the first cast is, I'm still distracted though. Panger, you brought up a lot of superstitions, punching roofs and underwear.
Yeah, it's like the slug bug deal.
Okay, let's list them off real quick. What are your superstitions?
I'm working on some of them, but this is one. So burned out headlight on the way to a tournament because you always drive in the dark. You have to hit with the left hand at the roof of your car. That just negates any bad luck.
There we go. Okay.
Hold the right hand with the steering wheel. No red underwear. That's just a Jeff Crete thing. He's no red underwear. I figured it's not that easy. It's not that hard not to wear red underwear. So why tempt fate? So don't wear red underwear. The New Orleans Classic my parents went to. This sounds bad actually saying it out loud, but my mom got me some Mardi Gras beads that have little bass on them. Okay. She got them at the expo. She didn't earn them.
Okay.
I don't think. So those stay in the boat for those stay in the
it's
boat.
It's for Matthew.
Those stay in the boat for good luck. And then every day before you dip your hand in the water, you become one with the water. You got water on it. If you have a co-angler, you go to your co-angler and you go fishy five and he goes, like that. And then you go back in the water, then you dip the hat, then you tighten it down, take a deep breath, and then it's game day.
You heard nuts, bro.
You asked.
Well, there you have it. Now that we've distracted everybody from our original topic, let us know what you think. Is catching a fish on your first cast good luck or bad luck? No. The question was, catching a fish in your first cast is bad luck. Keep or call?
Call.
I'm calling. But all that other stuff that Panger does,
you asked.
Super in my dude.
I was just being honest. I wasn't free will giving that up, but I'm also not going to lie to you.
I appreciate the honesty. It's
I also never put a call tag on the first fish. And if you can use a net, you never net the first fish. Doesn't matter how big it is. You can't have the net out until you have a fish in the boat.
Oh, if you take it out, the fish aren't coming.
Yeah, 100%. Or if you put a call tag on the first one, that means you'll
all
never
of
call.
This you believe in, but not the first cast.
Yeah. Yeah, strange. That's true. Yeah.
Strange. So we're both culling. That
yeah,
100%.
Bad luck. I'm all about it. All right. Flush that buzz bait three cranks in on the morning.
Well, let us know what you think. Keep or call. Catching a fish on the first cast is bad luck.